Coming up on 43 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time, I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us on this Thursday. Dr. Diana Natalicio has been called the voice, the face, the strength, and the sheer rock of the University of Texas at El Paso. So just imagine how the community's feeling with word that after 45 years there, she is retiring from the University of Texas at El Paso after 30 years as its president. In 2016, she was named one of Time Magazine's 100 most influential people. And last year, she was one of Fortune's 50 world's greatest leaders. She grew up in Missouri and was the first in her family to attend college, something she spent much of her life helping others do. Dr. Natalicio joins us now. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you taking some time out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Well, thanks to you. I'm delighted to be with you.
How is UTEP different today than it was when you started there 45 years ago?
Well, we're different in many ways. We're a much larger institution, and much of that growth has really been among the Hispanic population in El Paso, which historically was underserved. So we've grown to 25,000 plus students.
Wow.
And the best thing about all of that is that our student demographics ethnically now reflect the demographics of the surrounding region from which we draw about 80% of our students.
Right. You know, you were president at UTEP, we were saying, for 30 of those 45 years, which frankly seems like a much longer tenure than most university presidents manage. What contributed to your longevity?
Well, I think first and foremost, it was my passion about responding to the higher education needs in this region, and then just sheer tenacity. You know, I just wasn't going to let it go.
You know, but I mean, I think you probably acknowledge it's hard in any situation just to juggle the politics, right? I mean, and especially at an institution the size of UTEP, how do you do that?
Well, 600 miles away from everybody else is pretty good beginning. You know, you have an opportunity to come up with some ideas that maybe you won't have to try on the public stage quite yet. And so experimentation is possible.
Uh-huh.
Being in another time zone so people don't realize until too late what we've done, that sort of thing. I mean, it's been, you know, just kidding, of course. But really, I think the isolation of the El Paso area is really quite helpful in creating an incubator for things like this, because it's a pretty radical change from what higher education usually does.
Yeah. So when you think back on those 30 years as president, do you have a moment that you would consider to be like your proudest accomplishment?
Well, I think every graduation is the proudest accomplishment. I mean, it's huge. And a student reporter from our newspaper on campus asked me a few years ago how many hands I had shaken at commencement. It was a disarming question that I'd never really thought about before, and so we tallied it up and discovered that 3/4 of our students have graduated during the time I've been president. My guess is that number's gone up now because enrollment is higher. So just the idea that more El Pasoans are getting the kind of educational opportunities that they've long deserved
is
really good.
Is there anything that you would consider to be a disappointment, maybe something that you wish that you could have broken through on, didn't quite happen?
I think my disappointment is that we're not making our society is not making a sufficient investment in education today compared to, say, 30 years ago. And the lack of public investment in higher education, I think, is really alarming, actually.
So any word on who your successor might be, and what advice might you have?
Well, I have absolutely no word. I mean, there'll be a search process that will get underway soon, I suppose, and the University of Texas system manages that, so I'm not directly involved in it. I guess my primary advice would be that they believe truly in this mission of access. The disparity between the haves and the have-nots in terms of access to higher education, which for me, I don't know about you, but for me, that was the springboard to my whole life because I was a blue-collar kid myself. So fighting for that would be my advice. Fight.
Fight. Dr. Diana Natalicio is a towering figure in higher ed, certainly in West Texas. She has been the president of the University of Texas at El Paso for the past 30 years, and she announced this week she's going to be retiring. By the way, I have to ask, where are you headed? Are you going to get in an RV and do a cross-country trip? What's your plan?
No, I don't think it'll be an RV, but I will travel. I've traveled a lot in my life, and I love traveling, and I love seeing new places. So I'll certainly do some of that, but I'm also thinking about maybe writing something, maybe a book, maybe to sort of capture some of the memories.
Dr. Natalicio, again, congratulations and thanks.
Thanks very much to you.